Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Midday Joy with Unati.
Good afternoon, Anele. How are you?
I am amazing.
You really, really are. And thank you so much for always availing yourself when we need certain things dissected and just made plausible and understandable to us, just, you know, normal human beings without the greater understanding of psychology and healing, spirituality and allyship. Thank you for always availing yourself to give us more insight on that. You've been well?
Very well. I know this morning I've been in a place of praise and worship and just full of gratitude to say, wow, I've come so far to where I am.
Yeah.
And hence it's easier for me to share the love, make time for those who may not necessarily have time to see therapists, those who may not have the capacity of having to see people that may be of support to them, or having those people who are just there for them without anything, but that they're just there.
It's true. I think it's a huge part of our community that can obviously suffer from mental health because of the rejection, because of the denial of one's experience, because of the belittling, the humiliation, the embarrassment, because of the atrocities performed against them. I mean, we have things such as terms such as correctional rape, you know, and it's a traumatizing space for somebody which is something we always underplay, who is still discovering themselves. You know, a friend of mine was telling me over the weekend that they have changed the definition of themselves in the past year. And these are part of milestones of the journey that we never, ever see that people go through. So I guess when it comes to active allyship, please tell us what to do and how to do it.
My simple definition of allyship, it's basically to be there for underrepresented groups or underrepresented people. It's more like in solidarity with those who are experiencing a certain experience or phenomenon. You might not experience that, but all you do is that you stand before society and in relation to these people. Like what you do to the LGBTI community, you're doing an amazing work with other people who are making sure that we undo the stigma and stereotype and prejudices that then come with being a small community, that then comes with a lot of stress,
yeah,
that comes with a lot of rejection, that comes with a lot of misunderstanding. So when you're an ally, you're not sympathetic, but you are very empathic in helping people understand that you are there, and make sure that you don't need anything for them to feel affirmed that they are taken care of. So for me, active allyship, again, it speaks against the stigma and stereotypes, because at the end of the day, we want to normalize these conversations. We want to normalize what it means to struggle with an invisible disorder, to struggle with something that you can't easily deal with it on your own. So how this plays out in spaces of corporate, I mean, people are scared to come out at work that they struggle with mental health, because you will be then deemed as incapacitated. You will be then deemed as you will not fully engage with your work. Forgetting that,
yeah,
I always say to people, separate the difference with saying I am depressed as opposed to the depression I am feeling. Because we're able to separate the depression from what is happening.
You're going to have to say that again, Anele, because that was profound. Because what you are isolating is the fact that you are not a condition. You are going through a condition.
Yes, and as a result of, it could have been a change in your life.
Yes.
Like your friend is saying, that the definition of self has evolved from where it was. So what I mean, again, it's a matter of, I'm experiencing mental health problem or mental change or shift in my life because I don't have capacity, because when one struggles with depression, there's this deep sense of sadness and this deep sense of emptiness and hollowness.
Yeah.
So how then do we then think of that person? And so from hence, my therapeutic engagement with people, I always help them retell a different story of associating the self with the condition. Hence, I'm able to say, it's the condition I have, but the condition doesn't define me.
Yes.
It's more like saying to someone who's queer, we don't live our life, and for me, as a queer person, with the label that I'm a gay man. I happen to be a gay man who happens to be a healer, who happens to be a psychologist,
yes,
who happens to be a brother, who happens to be all aspects of identities.
Yeah.
So one's identity is not tied into depression,
sure,
is not tied into anxiety. I'm not the trauma that happened to me.
No.
It's an experience of what happened to me. Chances are I didn't have control over that.
And it's an experience that I'm going through for a certain part of my life. It's not going to be my life's narrative or my theme. Hence, I cannot define myself as that.
We can't sit with discomfort. We need to do something about the discomfort we're experiencing.
Yes.
And now with therapy. As therapists, we are allies to make people get to a point where they shift from the condition to a point of functionality. When we are allies, we are able to speak against people who are stigmatized. We are able in our families to produce a different narrative to say, what happens when one doesn't feel okay? Because I've had experiences and narratives where people say, when you come out in your family that you've got depression or as any form of mental illness, we laugh about it. I mean, some people they even say that therapy is a luxury. So if in our families we can cultivate that culture of allyship to say, when one comes out and say, I'm not okay, we all gear up, we all find alternative ways of assisting this person. Sympathization happens even in romantic relationships where a partner would say, you are being unreasonable or you're unbearable with your emotions, not understanding what one is going through. Mm-hmm. So as a partner, you can be an ally. As a family member, you can be an ally. In corporate spaces, in places of influence, you can be an ally.
I love you and thank you for constantly being a humanity ally.
Thank you so much, Susan.
That's our clinical psychologist, Anele Siswana. If you've just joined us, we're talking active allyship and mental health and being there for the ones we love, because this journey, it is indeed a journey, and we're going to go through this journey for as long as we are breathing.
Midday Joy with Unad. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.